Joan worked no miracles in Orléans. They say that our plan of isolated fortresses was absurd, that they could have been taken by anyone who had enough courage to attack. But that is not true. Sir John Talbot was not a fool. He proved himself a good soldier long before that miserable business and after it. By all military laws, his fortified positions could not have been broken. And they could not have been broken except by... Well, by what? What shall we call it even now? The unknown? The unguessed? God, if that's the way you believe. The girl was a lark in the skies of France. High over the heads of the soldiers, singing a joyous, crazy song of courage. There she was, outlined against the sun. A target for everyone to shoot at, flying straight and happy into battle. To Frenchmen, she was the soul of France. She was to me, too. Monseigneur, I like France. Of course you have your fair share of fools and blackguards. But every once in a while, a lark does appear in your sky. And then everything stupid and evil is wiped out by the shadow of the lark. I like France very much.
Your guns prove your affection.
They prove nothing. I love animals, but I hunt with guns. Too difficult to explain to a man of your simple piety, Monseigneur. So let's get on with the trial. The lark has been captured. The king she crowned, the royal court she saved, for a moment at least, are about to abandon their little girl. Their loyalty lasted through victory. As soon as she was captured, their luck ran out. They are returning as fast as they can to the old stale political games.